So Gulf Zero is really a space. And then a space, it has online and it has offline parts. And the offline parts is very simple. Every month, we have a hackathon. Every odd month, we have a hackathon that's more than 100 people, sometimes 600 people. It's a very large hackathon. And then every alternate month, we have a smaller one of maybe 50, 60 people, but still a lot of people. And then practically every weekend, there's smaller meetups, smaller hackathons going on that is specific to a project. So this is like a ongoing incubating process, because on a hackathon, people take 20 minutes and 3 minutes each for everybody to pitch their ideas they will want to do for the next month. And then because we give out stickers to all the participants, so you can take a sticker that says, you know, you're a lawyer, you're a storyteller, you're a designer, you're a coder, and so on. And then so for people to pitch their ideas, they say, okay, this idea would need 2 engineers, 2 designers, 1 storyteller, 1 PR person, and so on. And then they play musical chairs to form a team that very quickly prototypes whatever this person has in mind. And so I think the key of running this kind of offline space is that whatever we do in the offline space, we keep a complete streaming video and real-time transcripts and so on, so it has its representative counterparts in the online space. So everybody who couldn't come to the hackathon, they watch either through live broadcast, or they go through the online hackpad or some kind of collaborative editing, and then they carry the project forward for the next month. So, and for each month, there's maybe 20 new projects, and of which maybe only 5 will survive to the next month. The other 15 would very quickly be found, you know, not so good idea. But on the other hand, this is what we say, fail fast, because there really is no cost other than people's time putting into it. And also because it's open source, so the next month projects get to cherry pick whatever the parts that worked, and then learn from the mistakes, and then start a new crop of 20 projects.